in Norman, Oklahoma.
Right.
So
on.
I've got to see most of Kansas yesterday and a lot of Oklahoma today. Kind of made a big square.
Yeah.
Started in Stillwater, went to Woodward, then here, and then back to Norman. And then tomorrow, a little bit of stuff in Arkansas. And then got to make it back down to Dallas at night.
So. At some point.
Some point, yeah. I don't even know what time, but yeah, we're playing another show there. So it'll be a good time.
Well, I mean, you kind of hold all the power in a situation like that. They start when you get there.
I guess, but or they just skip you, whatever.
Yeah, they just skip over you and you don't get a paycheck.
Or they just make you play and then they're like, oh, hey, you got here late, you're not getting paid. And you're like, oh, well, thanks for telling me before I started, but okay.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Well, then you can go on Facebook, tag and rag, there you go.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, I don't know.
So you hold all the keys, man.
Eventually.
You've got all the cards in your hand.
At some point, maybe.
All right. Here's what we got. We got Austin Mead in the studio. He's going to talk about his latest single. We're taking an in-studio performance with Austin Mead. And you're doing the Snapchat takeover.
Rattle, yeah.
Rattle, yeah.
Follow Rattle Media. It's Rattle Media, all one word. And Trent's got it right now. He's the master. And he's going to say some ridiculous stuff on there, too. But yeah, Snapchat, Rattle Media. Follow mine, too, because sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not.
Yeah, yeah, and Rattle's awesome.
Like, dude, I keep all my rattles. Right,
yeah, I keep all my Rattle mags up here in my
shout
folder
out to
and everything.
TC, DJ.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So here's what we'll do. We'll come back, we'll take in the single, we'll chat about the single, and then we'll take in an in studio performance from Austin Mead on the Back Roads, 96.5 KECO. In the studio with me, we've got Austin Mead. Trent's still hanging out.
Yeah, Trent is hanging out.
He's manning the Rattle Mag Snapchat at the moment, right?
I love seeing Trent anytime we run into each other, you know. Usually there's a couple drinks around, but I don't see any in here unless you've got some beers behind the computer.
No, and I'm still on this. I asked Charlotte Korn one time. I was periscoping, and she popped up in my periscope feed, and I was like, hey, who do I need to talk to get like a Lone Star or a Shiner fridge in here full of beer, you know, for everybody? And she immediately left the periscope thing.
Oh, wow.
So either A, she has no sense of humor whatsoever, or I touched on something kind of touchy, and I don't know.
I don't know, but there's a lot of... You should hit up, like, a little brewery that, like, just started up.
Yeah, there you go.
Sponsorships. There's a ton of them, like, down by Austin and...
oh, there we go.
Yeah, and you hit them up and just be like, I've got the chance to get your beer all the way up here in Oklahoma.
Yeah, there we go. Beautiful idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to send me a text message with some of these names. I think that'd be a fantastic thing to have in the studio.
You just got to find a good one because there are some new beers. You taste the first batch and you're like, I wish I would have got the second or third batch.
You didn't take a bath in this, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the single, Feeling Closer, right?
Feeling Closer is a song that I wrote whenever I first moved off to college. I went to Texas A&M down in College Station, Texas. And when I first moved away from my family, it was like the first kind of time to not see him, you know, every day. I'd been away from him for, you know, a couple of days for vacations and things like that. But, you know, you live with, like, your parents and your brothers and sisters, and you don't really notice that many changes in them very quickly because you see them every day. So, you know, it's, like, slow, gradual changes you notice. But then you move away to do whatever you got to do with life, and then you come back. And it was a weird moment coming back for the first time after I hadn't seen him for a while. And, like, I'm like, wow, parents are getting older. Like, you know, and really, like... noticing that your dad's face looks older is a really weird thing to come back home to, and it's great to go see him. And I was just out there living my own life for the first couple of months of college, just not really worried about anything. And
right.
You realize, like, wow, life is just keeps flying by, man, and it's not slowing down. The older I get, the faster it's going by. And I felt like I was just out there having a great time, but not spending enough time, you know, with those relationships with family and stuff. And so I just wrote the song about feeling like you need to go home, or, you know, you're going home, but you never feel like you're going to make it there in time, or, you know, maybe you get there and you just don't have enough time to spend at home and then you have to leave too soon.
That's pretty heavy for your first year of college, man.
I write sad songs.
Like, that's really, really heavy for, like, your first... Most people, like, their first year of college, they're just figuring out how to get over a hangover. Like, and you're sitting here contemplating age and time.
Well, because I had too many hangovers for, like, the first month. I lived with all, like, super seniors, and so, like, as soon as I moved in, they did that for me. And then I'm not going to confirm whether I had a fake ID or not at any time, but the one that I did have got taken away at a bar and got kicked out. And then I was kind of scared to go get another one because I was like, okay, now they know me.
Next time I might get arrested.
So then I was like, man, I'm kind of like being an idiot right now. And then that's pretty much what started, like, I don't know, just start thinking about that. And I still think about it way too much all the time. It just never stops. It's a weird thing.
Wow.
But Yeah.
Wow, because I mean that's something that you don't think about. I mean, you see it when it hits, but you never think about what it means to you when you do that, when you go back home. It's like my parents, you know, I don't see my parents all the time.
Yeah.
And when you see them, yeah, I mean, they age, they look different. You know, I see my nephew once in a while, and he's 2 years old, and every time I see him, he's grown so much. You never stop to think about what you missed
crazy.
In between.
I mean, I remember leaving home, and I still think my little sister's 13, and now she's 19, going to be 20 soon, and all of a sudden has, like, a boyfriend here or there, and I'm just like, man, I'm not even home to defend that, you know? And,
right.
I don't know. That's been a really weird realization, and whenever I first got into college, I was wide-eyed and 18, I'm just like, oh, yeah, this is going to be awesome. I got 4 more years of this, and then come last May, like, you get punted out into the real world, and you're just like, what did I do for other people in that span of my life, you know? And I don't know. I felt like it was a fun time for me. And I still am having a great time in life.
Right, yeah.
But, like, I feel like it's really easy to get, you know, like, caught up in yourself almost too much sometimes.
Well, does it make you appreciate the good times just a little bit more now that you have, like, this realization that, you know, life is going on everywhere else? Maybe I should focus a little bit more on my good times and appreciate them more than...
Definitely. Yeah, I do. And I try to. And then, you know, it's the whole thing with any business or, you know, being a musician. You're always, like, you're always pushing for the best. You're always pushing for more. And you just... sometimes you get caught up in, like, oh, man, we didn't, you know, sometimes you put out, like we're doing now, putting out a single. Sometimes you put one out and, like, something doesn't happen for it that you want. You don't get the results that you expected. Trying to look at life in a positive way is very important, and it's easy to, like, get caught up in not doing that when you should be doing that. And if you take a look back and look at the small steps along the way, you usually find out that you've climbed up the ladder quite a bit rather than just, you know, if you always compare yourself to somebody else's, you know, 10th year on the road rather than and it's like your first or second, then it's, I don't know, just putting life in perspective. That's kind of what the whole record is about, Chief of the Sinners. So.
Gotcha. Well, let's take it in. Here it is, Feeling Closer with Ostomy. Let's all appreciate the little things a little bit. On the back roads of 96.5 KECO.
On the back of my heels, I can still remember the way they feel. It must have been 10 years ago, hell, maybe 15, for all I know. Earth is spun and seasons have changed, and Hannah wants to take my last name. I'm feeling closer here every day. My little sister, just about 18, she's a trying to find out what love really means. And mom and dad, a few decades now, I guess they know what love is all about. Friends have come, but most have gone. I'm finding out the true meaning of home. I'm feeling closer here every day, yeah. Well, see, I'm just trying to find my way around here. I'm just hoping that home is near. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, the prodigal son is a lonely one. This road home is long and sometimes lonely, but right now the only place I wanna be. Leaves turn red and they float to the ground. Are they happy with this new home they've found? It's so close but so hard to attain. I hope they all remember my name. I'm feeling closer here every day, yeah. You see, I'm just trying to find my way around here. Just hoping that home is near. At the end
another day when it's all said and done. The prodigal son is a lonely one. The prodigal son is a lonely one.
Here's Austin Mead, Feeling Closer on the Back Roads, 96.5 KECO, 24 away from the 5 o'clock hour. And we're going to hold off just a little bit on the full weather update because I don't think it's going to change too much in like the next 10 minutes.
Dude, it might. It was apparently going to pour down up north when I was up there earlier. So they were looking
like 5
inches of rain.
I'm waiting for the sky to open up and cry on all of us.
Yeah, well, apparently down in Texas, it's doing some damage down in Austin, but yeah, I'm glad I'm not there right now.
Right. Yeah, you're up here where it's semi-sunny and dry.
Hey.
All right, so Austin's going to play one for us at the studio. What tune you want to play for us, man?
I'm going to play a song off of... Actually, you know what? I'm going to play a brand new one.
Boom.
I'm trying to play a great new one earlier.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
Rock and roll.
So he inspired me to play this one. This is a song that I wrote recently. It's kind of just about, like, the life we live. And it's called Meant for More.
Old white houses and trees line the road. Rusty hilt signs and splintered fence posts and gas station suppers. What I've come to know with a little spare change and a good night call home, yeah. Burnout street lights and tires line the side. The hum of this van, it eases my mind. I still haven't grown up, but I think I'll be fine if I can make it back home or for a little sleep tonight. Yeah. Well, it's all a drug that I can't quit. I try to hold off, but I give in. And I reach for something to live for. Oh, cause we're all meant for more, yeah, than this bar or this motel we're in. But this ain't the end. I watch jealous drunks, oh, bicker at the bar. They're fighting over girls who were never theirs to start. In old high school flames, they act like best friends, though they didn't even know my name back then, no. But we'll catch up a bit. And it's all a drug that I can't quit. I try to hold off, oh, but I give in. And I reach for something to live for. Oh, cause we're all meant for more, yeah, than this bar or this motel we're in. But this ain't the end of my troubles. It ain't the end of my pain. It's a start of a road that I chose to take. It's all a drug that I can't quit. I try to hold off, oh, but I give in. And I reach for something to live for. Oh, cause we're all meant for more, yeah. Yeah, we're all meant for more than this bar or this motel we're in. This ain't the end.
Brand new tune.
Ooh, you should see the look on his face. I dig that. And see, that's one of the perks of my job. I get to sit here and watch your face while you play. Yeah. And that's one of the perks of my job. I get to watch the emotion, the intensity. I hope that anybody listening in gets that feeling. But just, I mean, to sit here and watch, man. It's just, you get that. That's a perk of my job. I get to sit here in the studio and watch, man.
Yeah.
Just a look on your face.
Well, it's cool to be here on the other side. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to be hanging on the other side.
Right, was, yeah,
like I
sure.
said, I really enjoyed listening. I caught the station, I guess, about an hour north of here, and been digging it.
Right on, man. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Now, where can everybody keep up with you?
AustinMeade.com. It's AustinMeade.com. And, you can find everything on there. Find us on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. And, Trent, you said I could rent a bass player from your website, right? Because I might need one pretty soon. A couple of complications, but we'll talk about that off air. But, unfortunately, right now I don't have a bass player for rent, but I think Trent's got me beat on that.
All right, gotcha. So, check it out. Austin Meade. Single is... hold on just a second.
Feeling Closer.
Name of the record.
Name of the record's Chief of the Sinners. That's a brand new tune that I just played right there called Meant for More. It'll be on the next record.
Right on, man. Well, thank you very much.
Which will be out in like 2027 when I raise the funds. No, I'm just kidding. We're probably going to go on at the end of this year and try to do it to it.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, sign that sign and then get yourself to Norman so that way you don't miss your own gig.
Yeah, we will try. This is going to be my first time in Norman, so we'll
You'll
see.
Dig it, man. They'll treat
we'll
you right.
Happens. Yeah.
They'll treat you right in Norman.
Red Brick Bar. Hopefully we get back around here sometime soon. It's beautiful out here.
Well, if you're around, come see us, man. Come say hi.
Yeah, man. Elk City, where they make the elks, right?
That's right.
And they ship them off.
That's what we do. We make them here, and then we ship them off all over the world.
Okay, I figured.
Piece by piece, man.
Get me one of those soon.
Yeah, we've got an old building downtown where they used to carve out the antlers. All right, let's see.